Angels and Angels, thank you for tuning in to the Late Night Combos with your girl, of course, me, Tony. Okay, we're just going to get straight into it. But I haven't been here in a while. I've been really focusing on myself and also reevaluating the people I want to be around and just the people that I want to have in my life and my energy. And so I've been doing a lot of just, honestly, I don't talk to anybody, none of my friends. I barely talk to my friends. I don't talk to my friends. I just say to myself, honestly, I did. If you're not family-wise, I don't speak. Why is because people that's willing to talk to you, they'll reach out. But even the people that's willing to reach out doesn't mean that they're, you know, sorry guys, how do I say it? Doesn't mean that they're good energy. Like, for example, I have a friend of mine. I've known her for a while, and every time I get on the phone with her, it's the same stories about the same people, about the same situations, and honestly, I don't want to hear it. So now I don't answer. I don't do anything. And I know what y'all guys thinking is probably like, girl, you are a bad friend. Listen, I will be that, okay? Why? It's because honestly, I can't sit and just vent to somebody else. I'm one, scared that my information would get out to somebody else, or two, nobody's listening. So I don't do it anymore. I only depend on my family, my sisters, like my very best friend, and that's it. It comes a time where you have to really sit there and reevaluate your life. You have to ask yourself, like, seriously, what are you doing in your life? What is something that you want to fix or change in your life? I know for me, I said that I should be married by the time I was 25 because I feel like that's a good age to be married. Well, I'm 24 years old. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get married anytime soon. I don't even know nobody that much for them to marry me. You know, I'm ready for marriage, though. I have 3 beautiful children, 2 girls and 1 boy, so I don't want any more kids. Well, I do want one more, but that could wait. That could definitely wait. I want to have my last kid by the time I'm 30. So, yeah, like, after that, I'm not having any more. I want a blended family. I don't mind if the other person have children. That's actually awesome because I want to get to know them and make their minds as well, because I grew up in a big family. So like I'm thinking about all this stuff and then I'm like, okay, what is it that I want and what is it that I need and how do I need to get to point A to point B? And it's honestly just thinking about stuff. It's like it's God timing. Not my timing, it's God timing. Yes, I would love to be married by now, having a happy family. Not even the comics happy family, more so like the you know, just working it out. But unfortunately, yeah, no. I'm dealt with, you know, just being a single mom, having my own house, and you know, working on my car. I have a car, as y'all guys know, but it's currently unavailable because something's wrong with it. But you know what, I have high hopes. I hope things work out with my car so I can get it back on the road because I miss my baby. But yeah, it's just, it gets lonely sometimes, not having somebody next to you that you could just talk their head off. And you know, I already want to be a radio host, so I know I could talk somebody's head off. But it comes time and patience. Like, I know I have my eye on this one guy, okay? Guys, he is so gorgeous. Like, just, I'm talking about drop dead, okay? Drop dead gorgeous. Well, to me, he is. And He, oh man, I didn't think that he would ever speak to me. No. But one day he did, and we had a whole conversation, but he was playing games. And then one day he asked me for my number. I gave it to him, like, boom. He never texted me. You already know where this is going. You already know what this is going. So I'm like, you didn't even text me. He's like, oh, my bad, I'll text you. Yeah, no. So I'm like, okay, he's not interested. But if he was not interested, why didn't he ask me for my number? I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to say it. So my best friend is like, girl, chill out. So fast forward, I see him make a post or something that I roll my eyes. And he's like, what? I'm like, you never text me. Guys, he hit me with the, I'm in a relationship now. And I was like, OMG. And I just froze. Okay. It's like people like that. It's like, the people that you want, they never want you. That's where my head is right now. Because, boy, if I had a chance to get to know him and we would, boy, I would not let him go. Girls, I think it's good that I don't know. But, like, I feel like that's my husband. I do. I just feel like, for some reason, I just feel like that's my husband. But you know what? I'm not the type of person to just invade somebody else's, you know, a relationship and be like, yeah, that's my man, I'm interested. You don't got time for that. God timing, God speed. If he's meant for you, trust me, he'll be coming. So I, like, you know, I just go, oh my God. So when we do have little tit for tat comments, it makes me smile, because it's like, awesome, he's sweet, he's nice, you know. But it's like, dang, he doesn't see me like that. And it's like, I wonder what he thinks of me. But you know what? He is too busy running his own life with his own relationships, okay? But as far as that goes, I think it's just important that we really should evaluate what we want to do. And also make sure that when we ask what we want, we better be ready to receive it. You know, like the old saying, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. And I had to think about it. I had to really think about it. It's like, what do I want? What do I really like? What do I need? And honestly, I want a husband, but not just any husband. I want a guy that will love to get to know me spiritually and will love to get to know me, you know, beyond image and beyond physical traits and just mentally and vibe. You know, it's not about sex. I mean, sex is a benefit, but it's a given benefit, you know, like. I want somebody that would love to be around me, would love to get to know me better. You know, somebody that my kids will enjoy, you know, just stuff like that, that's looking for marriage and not just being single or just being in a relationship just to be in one. Because I feel like you're not supposed to be in a relationship just to be in one. That's just wasting somebody's time. I am somebody's wife out there. I know I am. So, like, it just sucks, you know. But as I think about that and think about, well, Tony, who do you have around you? And I start to think about my friends. That's why I don't talk to anybody anymore, because I'm really sitting down and thinking, like, should I stop talking to this person? Yeah. Should I stop talking to that person? Yeah. Should I stop talking to, like, that's obviously how I am right now. So it's just life, okay? And as I'm getting older, I'm starting to notice a lot of stuff. So it's just a give and take with me right now. Some things are just too complex to explain. And I feel like my brain is right now. But guys, I love you. I enjoy talking to you guys. And if you want to leave a voice message, feel free. Do it. I love you guys. That's my little episode for today. And as always, peace and prosperity, my angels and angels. And tune in next time for the late night convos. Good night.